Hey everyone, Bank of America Stadium, Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. After a heartbreaker, the Vikings lose to the Carolina Panthers today. This is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. 31-24 losers in a game where the Vikings came back down 11 in the late stages of the final quarter, showed a lot of grit and toughness and heart, but just couldn't close at the end.
Feels weird having lost for more than 2 months, you know, and with all due respect to our favorite team, honestly, there were a lot of ways you can look at this and say they didn't deserve to win. Being down three in the take give. Then all of a sudden, Sendejo gets a pick. And here we come on a day where, you know what, the Vikings lost. They're 10-3, still in very good shape for the playoffs. The A topic is this Riley Reiff ankle, you know, because he left the game and we were already down Pat Elflein. And Reiff had to leave the field on a cart or the sidelines on a cart. So at Vikings.com, that definitely bears following during the course of the week. It's not like we can't win without Riley Reiff, but, man, he has been so good this year. Riley, I hope you're all right, man.
When you go into a week 10-2, you're not even looking for moral victories. It's not about that, but this was a tough team on the road in a big-time environment. This team that the Vikings lost to today is going to make the playoffs, most likely.
Yeah.
And so good experience coming down the stretch for the Vikings. Now, the thing that's going to really bug people, because the defense was pretty good for most of the day, but they gave up a 60-yard touchdown to Jonathan Stewart and over 100 yards to him because of that run.
Yeah.
And then Cam's 62-yard run at the end of the game. Those two things are going to stick in the defense's craw all week.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to go with that, Wobby, because I don't think, with all due respect, Carolina, no matter where you play the team, I don't think that team's as good as Atlanta. I don't think it's as good as New Orleans. I don't think it's as good as the LA Rams. And you beat all those teams.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings left some money on the table today, with all due respect. That -3 in the take give, you know, I know they came back and tied it. When you're -3 in the take give with 5.5 minutes to go in a game, you are a 98% loser.
Yeah.
So the Vikings really overcame big odds to get back into it. You're right about that. I mean, the running situations Wobby brought up, that's completely antithetical to anything we've seen this season.
Yep.
The Vikings were giving up 77.5 yards per game, second best in the NFL. There goes Jonathan Stewart for 60. Are you freaking kidding me?
On the first drive,
You know, and Cam Newton, he has a 69-yard run. It was a read option. Somebody obviously made a mistake, and there he goes for 62, and just,
Yeah, and that's what it's about. The Vikings did a good job against Cam Newton for most of the day, but then he got him at the end.
Yeah.
Another key stretch was at the end of the first half when the Vikings were inside the 10, maybe even inside the 5, three straight plays, and they couldn't score a touchdown.
Oh, great point.
That was a big stretch, too.
Yeah, no doubt, you know, because they after the Sendejo interception, would have been nice to poke it in there, but they got that field goal. And really, I mean, from a positive standpoint, because it's not like PA and Wobby, we're just going to sit here and be like overly positive because that's what we're compensated to do. Nah, the team's 10-3, okay? The team had an 8-game winning streak. It won 5 consecutive on the road. You know, this is the best record the team's had since 2009 and one of the best records in the last, like, 35 to 40 years of Vikings football. There is better to come. Now, we just got to make sure that Reiff thing's okay. Hopefully, Elflein returns quickly, too. And we have 3 to go. 2 of them are at home. I don't know. Feels like what would that be, Wobby? A 12-win season?
Yeah, we can do
13?
That. Yeah, still chasing the one seed.
Right.
But the most important thing now is to recover and get ready for the Bengals. That is the opponent next week. Sunday, U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll be there. Hopefully you're going to be there in one way or the other.
And a very physical team, too.
It will be.
I mean, you have to recover mentally and physically. Not a great season for Cincinnati, but, you know, as much as we're going to talk about Zimmer and the importance of beating his former team, with Michael Johnson and Vontaze Burfict and all those Bengals, Adam Pac-Man Jones, they're going to come to U.S. Bank Stadium looking to put one on Mike Zimmer.
All right, we come home. We're 10-3. We're going to buckle up for another big week, and you can stay up to date with the Vikings
here
on Vikings.com. We can't do a high five.
No high five.
Hopefully we're doing one a week from now. The Between the Lines postgame report is brought to you by Gatorade, and it is now over. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.